Bienvenidos a Radio Menea. I'm Miriam Suela Perez.
And I'm Vera Valletti Flores, and we're two Latinx friends with wildly different music tastes.
Each week we bring you music from the Latinx artists that we love, and this week we're doing a little episode about good music to clean to.
It's a little limpieza day. We're starting out with a pick from Mio.
Salsa always and forever for cleaning. This is one of my favorite classic salsas. Let's take another listen to Tu Cariñito by Luisito Ayala and La Puerto Rican Power. Just so good.
Yeah, this is very fun. Also, the cover art is hilarious.
It's like Men in Black.
Yeah, it's like Men in Black vibes, except they're using their instruments instead of like AK-47s or weapons of some kind.
I mean, I definitely prefer like a trombone.
Yeah,
to a
likewise
gun.
Likewise. Can't fault them for that.
So I got the idea for this episode. Actually, I actually thought we'd already done this episode, but
same. Kind of weird that we haven't.
And I had to look back and be like, we didn't actually do it, because the other day on a Saturday morning, I was walking by my neighbor's house and he was blasting salsa. And I was like, he's definitely in there cleaning.
Definitely.
So I went home and did the same thing. And then I was like looking to see if we did a cleaning playlist, and we hadn't. So
wow.
It was time.
Yeah, this is a good one. I feel like salsa is one of the genres that I go to for a cleaning playlist, but we'll talk about that soon.
It's got to be like real upbeat for me. Like, it's got to really get me going. And I feel like the like horns, the beginning, or is it the percussion that's like boom, boom, is just really like gets me going.
It does what you need.
Also, we're in the same room, which is weird. You don't want to say that we're in person?
I mean, yeah. It's not weird for me, though.
It's weird to record when we're in the same person. I'm just not used to like making eye contact. Usually we're on the phone, so I don't even see you. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's true.
Are you a Saturday morning cleaning person?
I'm definitely a weekend cleaning person, but I feel like lately my schedule has felt so hectic that I don't necessarily like I'm out of town on a Saturday morning, or I have a plan on a Saturday morning, or like, I don't know. I feel I do definitely thrive when I have like weekend morning times to clean, or like big blocks of time on the weekend to clean. Either Saturday or Sunday is fine. But lately I felt like I have not had that, which makes me sad. I definitely like have been fantasizing about like scrubbing my tub on a weekend, which is how you know I'm washed.
Wow. I will say, I don't usually do this, but when I was inspired by my neighbor, it actually felt really good to just like put on some music and like move around my house and like get shit done on a Saturday, which I don't normally do. So
yeah, what do you do? How do you do the getting of things done in your house?
It happens like sporadically throughout the week. I mean, I have a little robot vacuum every day that does some work for me.
All right.
And I have to admit that I'm not good at deep cleaning. I'm like a tidier.
Yeah.
But like the deep cleaning, like I don't mop my floors very often, and it shows, you know, like I need to mop them more often.
Yeah. I get like anxious if I want to like be dusting regularly. I want to be cleaning things regularly. Like I do a lot of like smaller things, like cleaning my backsplash in the kitchen, or like when I notice it, or like sometimes like around like the table, around like a light switch, it's like a little bit dirty. And I'll be like, when I notice it, I'll like clean it up. But like, I feel like for more of like dusting, mopping, bathroom cleaning, I feel like I prefer to do it in like a bigger block.
I didn't learn how to do any deep cleaning. I think I've talked about this in the podcast before. Like, nobody taught me how to do any deep cleaning. So I feel like I'm still kind of like trying to figure out, like, what do you put in the mop bucket? Like, what, you know, like what kind of,
yeah,
like, I feel like I'm starting from scratch from some of, with some of that stuff, which makes me feel silly.
No, that's, it's definitely like a skill that you learn, which is why I think that like so many men don't know how to clean, because they were never taught, because they were assumed that women were going to do this for them their entire lives. But also like some people like didn't grow up in families where cleaning was a big value, so they didn't learn how to do it,
or
so
their parents hired people to do it,
or their parents hired people to do it, exactly, so they never learned. But I definitely grew up in a house where like we were woken up on the weekends and it's like time to do this, like you gotta, like, you know, before a holiday you're painting the scuffs on the wall, like, wow, you know, you're like dusting the stuff, you're like lots of it all the time.
I like the idea of like visibilizing it and like getting kids involved, you know, like that it's not a task that's just for parents and like that everyone has to like contribute. I do like the idea of that.
Yeah. I feel like for people who did not grow up like necessarily knowing how to clean, there are some like cleaning TikTok accounts that are like, that they're like have an approach that's like very like no judgment. Like for whatever reason, you might not have learned how to clean, or for whatever reason, you're interested in being a person who cleans a little bit more deeply or like in more efficient ways or whatever. Like I follow cleaning TikToks because I feel like people who clean professionally have tricks that I don't have, right? Or like they might like have access to products or know about things because this is literally their job. And I can learn stuff from them. But I feel like there's also a few accounts out there that are like about learning to clean if you didn't know how.
Right. Yeah, it's true. I've definitely learned from different media makers. Well, why don't you bring us your first song for this? I know it's we each picked kind of multiple genres that we like to clean to.
Yeah. So my first sort of genre that I like to clean to is like the Señora jam. And I'll talk about like, you know, figuring out the differences between different sorts of Señora jams later. But I'm starting out with Quien Como Tú by Ana Gabriel.
El perfume de su almohada, tú lo conoces bien. Y la humedad de sus sábanas blancas también. Qué suerte la tuya que puedes tenerlo a tus pies. Sintiendo en tu boca sus besos que saben a miel. Mirando cómo le hablas de amor, el tiempo no se detiene y nada tengo yo que esperar, aunque me quede en el aire. ¿Quién como tú que día a día puedes tenerle? ¿Quién como tú que solo entre tus brazos se duerme? ¿Quién como tú? ¿Quién como tú?
This is a classic.
It really is. And I feel like, yeah, there's like a few genres that I turn to clean. And one is definitely like Señora jams. And I think that like the like differentiation I'm trying to make here between types of Señora jams is that like, of course, I'm a Señora now, right? So like, I feel like, I mean, I'm 41.
I feel like you're still a Señorita though.
Yeah, I mean... Thank you for saying that.
I think it depends on who's talking to you, right? Like, if it's an elder, they're not going to call you Señora.
Right. But, like, I feel like somebody who is, like, 20 years old
might
would
think you're a Señora.
Think
right.
that. Or, like, you know, definitely think about, like, pop songs from my youth are
as
Señora
jams. That's true. That's
you know,
true.
Like,
oh,
or,
man.
Like, young people who are, like, being raised by people my age.
That's
like,
true. That's true.
The pop songs of my youth are their Señora jams.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Señora jam that was like, this is what my mom was listening to. Not in her youth, but like when she was raising me, right? This came out in 89. So like, like when I was a kid, she like would have been listening to this kind of music. So that's like sort of like the Señora in this like version of life is like my mom's generation, right? So, like, you know, like, again, like, this is 89. I was alive when it came out, but, like, this was, like,
you were a baby.
Stuff that, like, people young. That, mm-hmm. like, my mom would have been listening right. to, right? But, like, I definitely have some, like, pop from my youth in this, like, playlist, and, like, somebody who's, like, 8 years old or maybe even 20 years old might be like, that's a Señora jam, you know?
Fair. 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 Do you have a playlist that you tend to cling to?
No, not necessarily. I have, like, either some, like, albums. I really like clinging to disco also. So, like, mm-hmm. sometimes I'll go with, like, Donna Summer, just, like, Bad Girls full all the way through, right? And that's not Latin music, so I didn't bring it. But it just depends. There's a couple of playlists that I have that, like, can serve the purpose, but I don't have, like, a cleaning playlist.
As somebody who didn't learn how to clean growing up, there wasn't a lot of, like, shared chores in my house, which I loved then and I regret now, I think, for the skills I didn't learn, but I've read some books about cleaning. There's a book about laundry. I don't know if you've come across this guy. He's like a laundry expert. He's a very sweet, like, gay Southern man named Patrick.
Oh, that's lovely. I do follow a couple of laundry experts, but none of them are sweet gay Southern men.
Okay. Okay. Well, he has a book called Laundry Love that I like. And he's also very, like, it's a very, like, low-key sort of approach to washing clothes. Like, he's like, all you need are, like, laundry flakes. Like, you don't need, like, fancy products or whatever. Right, it's like, pretty basic. Like, laundry flakes and, like, a wool ball for your dryer, you know?
Uh-huh, fair.
And then he has a book about house cleaning, too, that came out recently. So,
yeah,
I am that nerd who, like, reads books about cleaning to try to figure out how to do these things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you didn't learn it, then, you know, it's just part of what you have to do to, like, educate yourself to be able to keep your house as clean as you might want it.
It's real. And there's still a lot to learn. I don't know how you feel about my house. We're sitting in it right now, but
it doesn't read as gross.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't think it's gross, but, like, have I ever, like, dusted the floorboard, like, the baseboards? No. You know, stuff that, like, I know people do.
Yeah, yeah, I do that.
But the robot vacuum, I have to say, has really upped my game with the floors.
Yeah, yeah. I can
imagine. It gets a lot of hair and dust and goes under furniture, which, like, I'm not going to do with a broom or.
Oh, wow.
Do you go under your furniture?
Oh, absolutely.
You move your furniture?
I move things. I do against the wall.
You have a higher standard of cleaning, Lena.
Yeah. I feel like otherwise, like, it just will eventually come out somewhere some other time. Right. But, like,
I outsource that to a robot vacuum.
Yeah.
It's a good investment.
It's a good investment. Yeah, sounds great.
I'm not mad. This is something I'm happy for robots to do for us. Clean under my couch.
Absolutely.
All right. So my next one is another genre that's I think is great for cleaning, too, which is merengue. So let's take a listen to Elvis Crespo's Tu Sonrisa.
Algo en tu cara me fascina, algo en tu cara me da vida. Será tu sonrisa, será tu sonrisa. Algo en tu cara me fascina, algo en tu cara me da vida. Será tu sonrisa, será tu sonrisa. Pequena, échate para allá. Algo en tu cara me fascina, algo en tu cara me da vida.
Será tu sonrisa, será tu sonrisa.
Algo en tu cara me fascina, algo en tu cara me da vida.
Hard to be mad at this.
I know. I mean, merengue is very upbeat. So for me, I need that. I need that, like, extra energy to, like, get me going and keep me from sitting down on the couch, which is probably what I would be doing on a Saturday morning if I wasn't cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
TBH. I think we've talked about this before because we did a deep dive of Suavemente, but for people who didn't hear that, like, Elvis Crespo, I think, gets really overplayed with Suavemente, but he actually has a lot of other good merengue songs, including this one.
Yeah, I feel like, do you feel like Despacito has been like a coup d'etat for...
I remember you saying that, yeah.
For Suavemente, it's like the new like Latin song that the DJs know?
Maybe. I mean, I think in certain audiences, like, that's the song you're going to get. But I feel like Suavemente is still on the rotation because it's such a particular type of dancing song.
Yeah, yeah.
But Despacito definitely did feel another sort of similar, like, overplayed kind of moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love Elvis Crespo. And Merengue. If I do clean. When I do put on a playlist, it's a salsa playlist. But if I was going to make a more diverse one for cleaning... Merengue would be like a big representation on there.
Yeah, I understand why. Keeps the pace up, you know?
Yeah, you gotta keep the energy up. I also like a little bit of like a marathon clean, like go really fast, like get shit done, you know?
Put on your sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Ponte putting las on pilas, the sneakers, you know? Is like a vibe in the house. You're like, I'm gonna get shit done. I'm gonna like put on some real serious shoes.
Here's how I know I'm doing a good job cleaning my house is when my like the ring that I wear that is an activity monitor suggests that I was doing housework. it's like one of the activity options. And it's like, wow. Were you doing housework? And I was like, I was. Thank you for giving me credit for it, you know?
That's so funny.
Okay, what's next for you?
So the next that I have is also a salsa song. Salsa is definitely a genre that I go for. This is a salsa song from my youth. It's called De Sol a Sol, and it's by Salsering. I love this. I mean, this is like Salsering were a Venezuelan, child salsa group.
They're like a large group. We're talking like 10 kids or something.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot. This is like heavily instrumented. Like the kids were playing all the various instruments. The kids were singing.
Fascinating.
This was like very, very big when I was a kid. And they like had like also like. Like, at some point, they had, like, a salsering, like, novela, you know, that was, like, sort of for kids.
Like a franchise.
absolutely. So, then, two of the singers from salsering, like, branched off on their own to be, like, Cervando y Florentino. Okay. And then they were, like, you know, two, like, tween pop stars.
Was it, like, Menudo, where, like, new people would cycle in, new kids?
Salsering sort of, like, I think that the band was, but the singers were, like, were those kids. Like, Cervando y Florentino were from Salsering, and then they, like, became, like, they themselves became important pop stars. Cervando Primera was, like, he's the son of Ali Primera, who was, like, a big, like, Venezuelan, like, Nueva Canción. Sort of like 60s progressive protest era music singer. I love this because it's like very upbeat. It's very nostalgic for me. It's salsa from my youth, like from the youth back then. They're old now.
I have so many curiosities about salsering. Do you know if there's like, you know, sort of like Menudo, like drama, like trauma, you know?
I mean, probably, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to look
into it. I also, like, you know, left Venezuela when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, was not, I don't follow celebrity drama that I hear about here,
right.
You know,
right.
Like, I definitely wasn't following like niche Venezuelan celebrity drama. Right. Of
might
Kate
have to do
Sasa
a deep
bands.
Dive. I'm curious about this. I feel like there's a lot of, have you been watching Quiet on the Set?
Oh, I watched it. That shit was so wild.
I know. I feel like there's just like that bringing more attention to like child stars and all the like exploitation that can happen.
Yeah, it seemed really sad. I feel like that was an era of Nickelodeon that was like people who were a little bit younger than me, like my little sister, for example, who's like a younger millennial, I think grew up with like that Nickelodeon. And I grew up with like the other.
Yeah, yeah, those
right
shows were not familiar
that.
To me. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like a little bit too. Like I have a sister who's 6 years younger than me, and she grew up with those shows, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. Well, this is a fun one. I'd never heard it before. I've heard other Sauce Eating that you've brought, but not this song.
Yeah, yeah. This is like sort of the classic. I love this one.
Something about kids singing always just like gets me in a certain way, you know? Like,
I usually dislike it,
yeah,
like actively.
You do,
like,
yeah.
If I feel like if somebody includes like a children's chorus
yeah,
in
know,
a song,
I'm like,
oh, absolutely not. It's
and
a
I'm
no
like,
for me, dog.
It's yeah, no. But this one because it's nostalgic.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. It's also a bop. I mean, to
yeah,
be fair,
it is. It is.
All right, what do you got next?
All right, my next like high energy genre is cumbia. Let's take a listen to Que Nadie Sepa Mi Sufrir by Sonora Siguaray.
This is like immediately a bop.
So good. When those horns come in, I'm
yes,
just ready to go. It's just like, I'm hype. I'm hype.
I love a horn. There's nothing
I
like
know,
it, really.
I know. It's just like, it's like the depth of the sound really like just like moves you, you know? These folks, this song has been covered by a lot of people, but these folks are a Mexican group. Not surprised there. From the 60s. I don't actually know if they're the first ones that did it. It's just the version that I know is
yeah,
theirs.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's you might have heard this done by other people because there's a lot of covers. But I feel like cumbia, another one that can really get you moving. And there's so many different types of cumbia, obviously.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a very diverse
sure,
genre from Colombia. It's a, and you know, we did a whole episode about it.
That's
it's got
right.
A lot of things to. I brought this song actually way back when to an episode about melancholy because if you listen to the lyrics, it is kind of sad, but
the
vibes of the song are very upbeat to me.
Yeah, I really like that. I feel like Latinos do that well, like you know, like upbeat vibes, and like they're singing about like the saddest shit that's happened to anybody.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah,
it's a nice like
but it's
balance.
Like, we're gonna dance about it,
right? We are. Gonna, it's like slavery. We're dancing. Like
we're dancing
yeah,
about it.
Heartbreak. We're dancing. Yeah, it's true. It's true. That's very real. It's very real. It's the drama, you know.
Yeah,
it's the drama.
Yeah,
but
just
yeah,
gotta keep it moving, you know.
like, we're recording this, like, kind of late on a Saturday night, and this music is, like, making me want to, like, move. I'm like,
yeah, that'll do it.
Should I start cleaning my house now?
This is never a bad time.
I didn't do it this morning, so. All right, what's your last one for the main episode?
So this is what maybe, like, a kid today might think of as Señora Pop, but this is pop from my youth. This is A Quien Le Importa by Thalía.
La que manda.
So fun to do at karaoke. Mm. Like, so, like, you know, like this, like, early, like, 2000s Thalía vibe was also a thing.
Very irreverent, this one.
Yeah, so irreverent. I love it so much. I feel like it's, like, exactly right. And I feel like this one is also sort of like a gay anthem, mm-hmm. because not, like, on purpose from Thalía necessarily, but it's sort of in the same way that, like, Amor Prohibido by Selena is a gay anthem. Like, it, like, talks about an experience that lots of queer people, at least, like, you know, like, especially when it was very difficult to be out, but, like, a lot of queer trans people today still experience is, like, this, like, judgment from society, right? And, like, obviously this is not specific to queer and trans people, but it has become a gay anthem that's, like, at, like, a lot of, like, Latino prides, like at Queen's Pride, like, you're gonna hear, like, A Quien Le Importa by Thalía,
done
right?
By a Thalía drag queen.
Yes, by a Thalía drag queen, precisely.
I mean, it's, I think the reverence is good too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A Quien Le Importa, I'm, like, doing me, I'm doing my thing, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, yeah. I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
It's not as important as my happiness.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I love how a lot of these songs really can apply to so many different themes and moments, and, you know,
yeah, what crossovers. You really need, though, to clean your house, especially if you're doing, like, a marathon clean, which, like, I've gotten a little bit away from, as, like, sometimes I feel like my schedule is so, like, crammed that if I don't have, like, a whole day where, like, I don't have something scheduled, I don't want to sacrifice the cleanliness of my house. So I do it more in little bursts throughout the week. Like, I'll, like, dust on one week and I'll, like, do the other. But if, you know, like, ideally I have, like, an order that I like to do mm-hmm. things clean from, like, top to bottom. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the dust falls to the floor. The floor
right.
is last.
Yeah, you can't dust after you mopped. Like,
right. But, like, if I feel like it takes, like, a whole set of hours to do all of yeah. that. So if I don't have that, like, my option is to, like, keep things dirty for longer, or to just, like, mop one day, dust a different day, yeah. you know, yeah. like, clean, like, the toilet. Like, clean, right. like, you got to clean the outside of the toilet, too. You cannot forget to clean the outside of the
that's,
toilet,
that's
y'all.
The kind of thing that I don't do often enough. I'll yeah. do it, but, like, every, like, you know, month or so.
On the outside of it, too. The inside is not enough. But I feel like if I don't have like a big block of time, which is like my preference to have like a big cleaning day, and then like you get into the shower and you light a candle and like your sheets are also clean and you're just
well, that's
like,
hard because laundry is a whole different thing because you can't do it in your house.
Right. That's right. It doesn't have to be on the same day. And for me, it can't be on the same day. Right. Like yeah. I have, because I don't have laundry in my house,
be at the laundromat,
yeah. I have a situation where like I would never be able to have like, say like one set of sheets. Right. Like I have like a couple sets of sheets, like one, like two winter sets and two summer sets okay. that I like.
So they can be clean.
Yeah. So yeah. if I like, it's time to change my sheets, I can just put
Do
on
you
a
change
fresh...
your sheets weekly?
I change them about weekly, like sometimes every 2 weeks.
Yeah. I don't.
Sometimes every 2 weeks. And I try to like also like my towels change them out. I also have two sets of like complete sets of like as many towels as I need so that like when I wash, when I like take them down, I can put up, put like new, new set of towels up, and then like they just get washed when they get washed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Are you somebody who feel like you sit in your house and you see the dirt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't really see it, you know?
Well, that's because I'd be turning the lights on.
Yeah, we had this whole conversation about the overhead light. And I am in the camp of never turn on the overhead light.
Yeah, and I have a lot of friendships in my life who are not turn on the overhead lights. But I'm like, how am I going to tell if it's dusty if I don't turn on the overhead lights?
And I'm like, why would
lights?
I want to know it's dusty? Literally, like, white Christmas lights are like third of the lighting in my house.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vibe yeah. for sure. And it's I smoothie. Definitely have learned to, like, create moody lighting in my house for like when I have people over or when I'm just like having a vibe in the evening or whatever. But like in my regular like getting shit done evenings, like the overhead lights are on. I want to see what is dirty and I want to be able to wipe it real quick.
Yeah, they're never on really unless yeah. I'm like doing a puzzle or something, you know. they're never on. Okay, wait, do you mop your house every week?
I don't mop okay. it every week. No.
That's my least favorite chores mopping.
I try to at least like sweep, depending. I sweep like the whole house at least once a week. And then like the kitchen, I try to sweep like a few times a week, the kitchen living room. And I try to mop like at least like a couple times a month, you know, like a couple times a month, once a month, like max, you know, like I like to, but I also like don't wear shoes in my house anymore. And that yeah, keeps that, it better yeah. and like all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate mopping. It's my least favorite thing, but it really makes a difference when you do it.
Yeah. I feel like I used to have like this like big, like block in my head about the floors because I would only ever do like the whole cleaning of the house and then I would do the floors and I'd be so tired after a whole day of cleaning. And after I like split up some of the stuff, I was like, I'm just gonna mop when I can. And it would be like such a big thing in my head until I timed myself mopping. I'm like, oh, this only takes like 17 minutes.
Right.
Like I can do that.
But do you do like one pass with like soapy water and then one pass with just water?
I have like a floor like mopper guy, and like before when I used to wear shoes in my house, I used to do a couple of passes to like get clean water. But now that I don't wear shoes in my house, I don't find that to be quite as necessary. I usually will just do one pass, but I use Murphy's oil soap, so like that can stay
For your wood floors.
On the floor. Yeah.
That's interesting. I usually only just I mop the kitchen and the bathroom.
Yeah,
I have not mopped my hardwood floors in a long time.
Oh yeah, I mop them very regularly. Yeah.
Okay, well that's a good tip, Murphy's oil soap.
Yeah,
because yeah, having to do two passes to get the soapy water is a thing.
Oh no yeah, no, I don't do that. I just do Murphy's oil soap everywhere, even on the tile.
Okay.
In the bathroom. Yeah,
I'll check that out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip.
Hot tips.
Well, hopefully this inspires your own cleaning playlist. Since this is coming out on a Friday, maybe this will inspire Saturday morning cleaning.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thanks for listening. As always, all the songs and information are in the show notes at RileyMinet.com.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram, sign up for our newsletter. Thank you, as always, to Maite for the editing.
Bye, babies.
Hasta próxima.